also suggests 5 stages. He refers to the first stage as the foundation stage. At this point, English is used in a country where it had not before been used. This frequently occurs as a result of the migration of English-speaking individuals. Exonormative stabilization is the name he gives to the second stage. This indicates that the variation spoken is very similar to the variety that the settlers imported. Schneider views the third step, known as nativalization, as the most crucial and dynamic one. We see the creation of a new identity. Although the reorganization primarily affects vocabulary and grammar, it has the greatest impact on English language itself during this period. Phase 4 is known as endonormative stabilization, during which the new variation eventually replaces the established local norm or model. At this point, a variety of formal settings employ the local form. Differentiation is Schneider's term for the fifth and final step. At this point, a new variation has developed, reflecting local character and culture.